SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Supreme Court agrees to weigh in on whether former President Trump can be removed from the ballot in Colorado. The Colorado judges, all appointed by Democratic governors, falsely say that Mr. Trump engaged in insurrection. The case will be argued February 8th. Trump's campaign team released a statement saying they welcome the chance to argue against the bad faith decision to remove him from the ballot. They say the case is part of an effort to stop him from being reelected. The longtime head of the National Rifle Association, Wayne LaPierre, is resigning just days before the start of a civil trial over allegations that he diverted millions of dollars from the NRA to pay for personal travel and other things.
You don't need government to tell you the sky is blue, water's wet, or that you have the God-given right to self-defense.
Also at SRNnews.com, terror at 16,000 feet.
An Alaska Airlines flight from Portland, Oregon to Ontario, California had to return to PDX for an emergency landing Friday afternoon after a window on the brand new Boeing 737 MAX jet blew out. The pressure change was enough to rip the shirt off a child passenger and suck phones out of the hands of several others. Witnesses say several adults were holding on to children as oxygen masks deployed from the overhead compartment of Flight 1282. Records show the plane rolled off the assembly line and was certified for flight in November of last year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The FDA approves a request from Florida to import certain drugs from Canada. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says it helps to curb drug prices. Federal law allows drug importation, but opposition from American drug manufacturers prevented importation from actually happening. Research shows that masks do not prevent the spread of disease, but hospitals nationwide are once again telling people to mask up. This is SRN News. A big milestone for a Christian ministry.
Officials at Peachtree Proofreading Services report that Bibles they approved have now exceeded 1 billion copies distributed worldwide. Peachtree President Christopher Hudson says, quote, "We're genuinely humbled that God has allowed us to touch Bibles that have had such a broad distribution. But with 8 billion people in the world, we recognize there is more work to do." In 2023, Peachtree reviewed Bibles in 12 different languages. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Nebraska legislature returns to the Capitol Wednesday for the start of a short 2024 session. It's expected to be contentious. Republican State Senator Kathleen Kalth introduced a bill that would bar males from competing against females in school sports. It would also keep boys out of girls' restrooms and locker rooms. A Democratic senator offered a measure repealing Nebraska's prohibition on sex change operations on kids. This is SRN News. Major automakers are changing their advertising strategies.
Chrysler parent Stellantis says it will not advertise in next month's NFL Super Bowl, citing the challenging U.S. automotive market. In November, General Motors said it would not advertise during the heavily watched NFL League Championship game as it cuts marketing costs. Stellantis said earlier this week it had opted not to take part in the upcoming auto shows in Chicago and Washington. For the 2024 Super Bowl, securing a 30-second advertising slot comes with a hefty price tag of $7 million. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Efforts are underway to change a new California law. California became the first state in the nation to provide health insurance for illegal immigrants. But lawmakers say the state can't afford it, given a projected $68 billion deficit. Legislation's been introduced to stop taxpayers from funding the law. More details at SRNnews.com.